Wales gets, I suppose, effectively a pot of money, a bit like, I suppose it's called a block grant, I think, isn't it?
That's right.
A pot of money. What happens with that pot of money? What's the process, really, once they receive that?
Well, the pot of money, the Assembly then will look at their priorities, their own priorities. And as we know, so health and education are two big priorities for them, and also social justice within Wales. It's like the Assembly took a decision right at the start to have free bus passes. We did that well before anybody else in the rest of the UK. That was a decision that the Assembly took to improve the physical activity and the health of older people. That wasn't something that came down from England. So we can decide what's right for our own people within the pot of money that we get.
So it might not all be bad news then, I suppose, if we hear about these cuts today.
I think it's not going to be good. I think it's going to be big cuts. It's actually going to affect us. But you know, we have to play our part in reducing the deficit. There's no two ways about that. But in some ways, it can focus the mind a bit. There's an opportunity to be more entrepreneurial. My own area is social enterprise. I think that's going to come into its own to look at more innovative ways of doing things. We don't always have to do things in the same way. But I think it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to take all our innovative talents to get through this one together.
What sort of things could we be doing then? You talked about different ways, innovative ways. What sort of things would you sort of expect to see us doing in the future then?
I think one thing that's been demonstrated a lot within local communities is the more that you involve people that use the services, say of local authorities or of the Assembly, in actually deciding what is good and what works, then actually you can cut out the things that don't work and make them more effective. So I would personally say that you need to be getting closer to the people that receive services and see whether or not we can make them more effective.
And just in terms of, you know, people sat at home listening and watching these cuts today, should people be worried? I mean, people are already, you know, cuts is never going to be a good thing. But, you know, they're sitting at home. Should they be really worried, or do you think we can sort of take this in our stride?
I don't think it's a good time. I think that the scale, the scope and the speed of the cuts put us in danger of going back into a double dip recession. And I have got concerns about that. But I think this is a time when we all need to look at how we do things and see whether or not there's a better way of doing them and a way to be more effective. I know that, you know, the Assembly have already come up with their Efficiency and Innovation Board that looks at things like that. They work together very well. So I'm sure that through, you know, devolution, we can find our own solutions to this, and hopefully we'll work our way through it.